Starting Siman Tov Ayin Ches. Sif Aleph says the Mechaber, Achar Afikomen, after eating the Afikomen, Ein Le'achol Shum Davar, one should not eat anything whatsoever. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is so that the taste of the Afikomen remains in your mouth the entire night. Just because the Afikomen is a mitzvah, so you want to have the Tam Mitzvah remaining in your mouth. But Dievet, if you did eat something afterwards, so then you should eat another kazais of matzah l'shem afikomen afterwards. That is a psak of the Mishnah Berurah based on the Elia Rabbah. The Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to drinking, there's a machlokas al poskim. One should be ma'achmir for sure by any alcoholic drink that one should not drink it afterwards. And l'chadchila, one should actually avoid any drinking except for water, for the same reason of having the taste of the matzah remaining in your mouth. The Ramah adds, "V'lo yochlanu b'shnei mekomos." You should not eat the afikomen in two different places or two different tables. "D'lo adif me'ilu hifzik b'sheina de'aser la'achol mishim davik shem mekomos." It's no better than sleeping in the middle, which is a problem because it's like eating in two different places, as we're about to see in Sif Beis. Sif Beis, Misha Yashem Besocha Suda, someone who sleeps in the middle of the meal, Vehe Kitzim wakes up, Eino Chozer Lechol, they do not continue eating because the sleeping counts as a hefsek and it's considered to be two different places, which we saw as a problem. But if you have a group of people where some of them fall asleep in the middle of the meal, when they wake up, they can't continue eating because since a part of the group was awake the whole time, it's not considered a hefsek even by the people who did fall asleep. But if they all fell asleep and then woke up, then they should not eat because it's like an individual who fell asleep. But if they just were in and out, they weren't completely sleeping, so then they would be able to continue eating. The Ramah adds, "V'choza eno ela sheyashnu la'achas sheyischilu le'achol afikomen." This is only talking about if they fell asleep after they started eating the afikomen, where you have a problem of having eating the afikomen in two different places. Aval sheina kodom lazeh lo avi hafsek. But if they just fall asleep in the middle of the suda, so then it is going to be okay. Simen Tav Ayin Tes Sif Aleph. Achar kach mozgin lo kol shlishi. After this, we pour the third cup of the Dalet Kosos. Mishnah Berurah says that you need to make sure to wash out the cup beforehand, the Dushtifa and Hadacha, if it is not clean. And even if normally throughout the year you aren't makbid to make sure that you wash out the cup or anything like that, on this night, because of Hiddur Mitzvah for the Seder, you should be makbid to clean it out. The Mechaber continues, "Mavarich ala Birkas Amazon," you bench Ubori Priya Gafen, you make a Bori Priya Gafen on this cup, Vishoseu Vesebin, you drink it leaning as we have seen. Velo Yivarech Acher, if you don't make a Bracha Achrona, Velo Yishte Yain Beino Lekos Revi, and then you should make sure not to drink at all between the third cup and the fourth cup. The Mishnah Berurah says that you would bench on this cup of wine, even if you are eating yourself, even though generally we do not do Birkas HaMazon ala kos when it's one person benching on his own. On this night you would, because you need to have the Dalet Kosos. So the third cup, we try to attach all the cups to a different mitzvah, so this cup would be attached to Birkas HaMazon. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason not to drink wine between the third and fourth cup is because we want to make sure you don't get too drunk so that you can say Hallel. Another reason given is because we don't want it to appear that you're adding on to the Dalet Kosos. The Achronim say that it's not only wine that you should make sure not to have, but it's all drinks, because we already saw that you should try your best not to drink anything besides water after the Afikomen, so that would apply still, even after the third cup, it's still after the Afikomen, and therefore you should avoid drinking anything besides water.